You're listening to The TP Cast,
the official podcast of Thomas Productions, Inc.
Here we discuss all of our latest videos, as well as other topics such as movies, Halo news, machinima, and so much more. So fasten your seatbelts, cause it's time for The TP Cast. And now, here are your very gracious hosts, Lay, Kevin, and Kyle.
Hello, and welcome to TPCast episode number 67.
Well, we're getting down there.
Yep. Now, now before we go any further, we got some mics, some new mics. We got them for our band to record Kevin on the drums.
Yeah.
So we thought that we'd try them out with a podcast, so now we each have our own mic.
Yeah, so the drum mics come with four different microphones, and one of them is a bass drum mic, so it's different. So we're using the snare slash tom mics to record us. And it turns out, you have to be really close or it won't pick up. So we're all kind of
unlike the other one where you can, lounge around the room.
Yeah, but now I'm way far back now.
And it'll cut down on, outside noise, too, what we're doing.
And
you can scoot back more.
Yeah, and now what we can do is when I'm like, yo, I have something I can't talk about, and then Kyle's like, what is it? I can go, yo. I don't know if you heard that, but I just said yo.
It's not like absolutely no one can hear you when you're not talking into the microphone, but, so it's still not safe to say it.
I'll whisper it. I'll be like this.
But, yeah, so we each have a microphone. We don't have one of those pop filters or anything over it, so we might pop. So, yeah, and we are...
Don't listen to this with headphones.
And holding the microphones are one really, really old microphone stand, and then one tripod microphone stand with only two legs, and then just the regular camera tripod. So if one of them falls over by any chance, don't be surprised.
However, I think I can catch. Lane, bring this one. Bring this one tomorrow. Or that one. But this one might be better.
Kevin's is the best.
Yeah, because I'm special.
Yeah, I rigged up, the tripod so I can hold the mic.
We're all really excited about these new mics.
Yeah, and Kyle, you can. I won't kill you if you pick up the tripod and move it forward a bit, because I think that would be good. Yeah,
forward.
That's good.
Okay.
Be careful, kind of balancing. So anyway, I'm Lane.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Kevin. I'm special because, well,
this is the reason why we have the mics.
Yeah. Wait, are you recording on three now?
Yeah, I just decided to record on three and take our chances, because we could have a minimum of two tracks, but I would be in people's left ear, and Kyle would be in people's right ear, and you would be left ear. So it'd be kind of weird. So I just decided to risk it. This might crash the computer because it's three tracks at once.
Okay, why don't we do this? Before we get into anything else, we'll stop, and then we'll do different sections. Smart, Kevin. I win.
Yeah, maybe. I guess that's why podcasts might have, different segments with, musical interludes and stuff like that.
Yeah. Lane, you're going to have to make some musical interludes.
GarageBand has musical interludes.
Why don't you make your own? We can use our music. Little, 10-second clips or less. 5 seconds. 3 seconds.
Okay. So let's get into talking about stuff that people want to hear.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Right now, stop. Record. Go. Okay, so okay, people want to hear about me. What did I have for dinner last night? I had a double burger at this place that I'd never eaten at before. It was called St. John's Bar and Grill or something like that. And, well, I don't want to say what I'm about to say to the public, so I will keep it quiet.
You're just the restaurant plugging man.
Oh, yes. Good onion rings. I ordered a side of onion rings. They're the onion rings that when you bite them, the rest of the onion does not come out.
I love those. That's so annoying.
They're beer battered.
So anyway, Halo Reach.
Yay.
That's kind of what we're talking about nowadays. Okay,
I thought we were talking about restaurants. Too bad. We went to that, El Toro Bravo, and I had a tamale, and it was really good. I love the sauce on the tamales there.
Yeah.
Amazing.
That place is awesome. Okay, so Halo Reach, since our last podcast.
Pick up my neck cracking.
Since our last podcast, Bungie has revealed some doozies.
Forge World!
Yeah, Forge World, not Fudge World.
And in Forge World, I can guarantee we are going to create a couple cities.
Lane, I have to admit something. I was kind of hoping that they did not remake Blood Gulch because...
What?
I didn't have so much fun. I didn't think it was necessary. But I just saw a video today that was like 10 minutes long. It was like off screen, so it wasn't very cool. But it was a nice long video. It made Hemorrhage, is what it's called. It made Hemorrhage look really awesome, and I'm excited for it. The only thing I... Oh, by the way, it showed the Revenant too, like getting in it.
Cool. I'm going to need to see that. Cause
it's kind of like a ghost, only longer.
Yeah, it's a new vehicle, by the way. A new vehicle. It's kind of like... It's closest looking to the ghost, but it looks like it has like a wraith front.
Yeah. Anyway. And then the one thing I didn't like about it was that how it opens up to the sea on the blue base side, and that just kind of makes it like that part of the map not feel like Blood Gulch did. But I mean, the rest of it is just about exactly the same.
Yeah, because on that side you could go up to like, you know, that little hill area and go up on it, and there's a rock, and you take a sniper.
By the way, I had more fun on Blood Gulch than Coagulation.
Me too.
Oh, but I played it.
What
more.
I was gonna say is that I was also not looking forward to a Blood Gulch remake because I did not like that map. I thought it was not fun because every match was exactly the same on that map, and I had a lot more fun on other maps where there was a lot more variety.
Coagulation was the first map I played on in Halo 2. Remember, like. You should. And then also they're remaking Ascension, and so
they had to call it Pinnacle
and Ivory Tower. All three of those maps were maps that if they'd never remade, I wouldn't have even cared.
Me too.
Yeah,
I was not a fan of
Ivory Tower. Maps is like okay, Ascension is like I guess that was kind of popular, but still not amazing.
Yeah,
I could have gone without Midship in Halo 3.
Yeah, me too.
Heretic. Yeah. I didn't need that either.
I just, like, I don't mind, like, that they're remaking old maps, you know, in Forge World, because, you know, it doesn't kind of count towards, you know, like, that's an actual new map.
It's easier to make.
Yeah, but I really hope, now that I got, you know, my Blood Gulch remake, I'm super happy, super excited. It's awesome. But anyway, I hope that they don't do a crap load of remakes.
Yeah, with like, Ivory Tower, I really did not need that one. I could have gone without it, and I fear that when I play on that map, I will get the Halo 2 feeling in my stomach, if you know what I mean, rather than the Halo Reach experience. It's going to feel like I'm playing Halo 2, because that was a very Halo 2-ish map.
Yeah, I can see what you're saying, but, you know, armor abilities change things, like, totally. Instead, like, you could jetpack from, like, the rocket... kind of area up to like where the sniper is.
I will be so friggin' disappointed if they took out the elevator. That was the best part of the whole map. And if that's not in there, I'm gonna cry. Just kidding.
Yeah, so they're remaking Ivory Tower as, you know, a whole, you know, new map in Halo Reach. It's called Reflection, right?
Yes.
Reflection. And
why can't it be called Marty?
It's all like Japanese garden feel. I don't mind. It's just like it's for Halo. From what
the character on it is apparently South.
Why can't they remake
maybe it's
Death Island
and Danger Canyon. Yeah, Death Island is the one map I've been waiting for a remake, and it hasn't been in Halo 2, hasn't been in Halo 3. Maybe won't be in Reach.
Well,
I don't know.
Well, you know, with Forge World, you can probably make kind of like a version of that in with the island, but it wouldn't be as big.
True that.
Yeah. So, yeah, and then there were two other maps, which are brand spanking new. One is Spire. One's like a Covenant giant Spire.
I'm so looking forward to Spire. That looks so cool. And it's for Invasion, too.
So it's huge.
So Spire, it has like two different levels. It's got the bottom sandy level and then the top floating thing, and both of those levels are playable.
Yeah.
And the bottom level looks like it was taken straight out of Halo 2. Even those like pillar things, they look like they were painted in Halo 2. Like the graphics look like it's straight from 2004. Okay. Literally.
That's your compliment.
If you showed me that picture in 2004, I would have been like, oh, DLC for Halo 2. Sweet.
And then the other map, oh geez, I'm drawing a blank.
Oh, I can help you. It's called Zealot.
Yeah.
I would have said that before.
Wait, no, you would have said Zealot. Okay, so what is Zealot?
Zealot is another friggin' midship. Just kidding. It looks like it might be a little bit bigger. I don't know. It's got, like, kind of draws out a bit more. And it's got different levels, each one which is accessible to the next through the use of ramps or jumps or jetpack or whatever.
Yeah,
it was
definitely
the climb up. It was the purple WIP map in the Carnage Carnival.
Carnage.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
WIP is work in progress, I think.
Yeah. So I'm getting major, like, High Charity vibes with this. I'm not saying it takes place on High Charity because it's not, but... It just, you know, looks like it's, you know, like from Halo 2 single player, you know, like when you're going through High Charity and you come onto this,
and
that,
you know,
one central room where everyone's battling, there's two hunters and stuff.
The map's going to be in the campaign. So will Spire, so will Ivory Tower for some reason. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're all in the campaign. That's going to be really interesting to see the use of the elevator, which I hope is going to be in the map. Bungie.
Ah! Okay. So... let's see. Let's talk about Forge World, Forge abilities.
Yes, you can place things friggin' in the rocks. And
you can place things in things.
And there's the 90 degree snap.
Yeah,
yay.
Actually,
it's 90.
Oh, snap.
It's you can snap.
Ba-dum-tsh.
You can snap to any whatever
you want.
And you can also go by like whatever it's called. Yes. So, like, you do something, then it can move. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You zoom in with the map. You zoom in with the controller.
No.
And then it...
No, there's like another one where you go by whatever it's called.
Like increments?
No.
Degrees?
Maybe. Coordinate?
Coordinates. That's it.
You can, like, put in precise coordinates of where you want your object.
Awesome.
That's going to be so awesome. I'm most excited for, you know, phased, of course. Because...
And fixed.
So fixed. So with fixed, these are, by the way, these are like settings you can put on pretty much, I won't say any object, because
not vehicles.
Yeah, not like vehicles and weapons and stuff, but
they
like
objects.
So like say you pick up, I don't know, one of the objects they have, and they're like.
A cube.
A cube. Okay, so you take the cube and you can, there's three selections you can make for the cube. You can set it to, what's the regular one?
It's called regular.
Oh, okay.
Physics.
So,
I would have called classic. Regular physics.
So you
classic.
So you switch it to regular. You switch it to regular and it behaves just like it does in Halo 3 where you let go and it drops.
It's all clunky and stupid.
And then the next one is fixed where you know, you can go and move it around, but then, like, say it's up in the air. When you let go of it, it'll stay right where it was.
Yay! So now it's easier to build, like, a thing that
a thing in the middle of a sky.
Or, no, I mean, this, like, you know how people would
make,
like...
Oh, yeah, you can make, like, an arch.
Like, you know how people would make, like, Optimus Prime or
a dragon.
A dragon.
Yeah.
Like that. Now you can actually get it angled and everything would be so much easier.
Yeah, instead of, like, you know, placing individual walls to get, you know,
yeah.
level. And then there's phased, where if you
and
are familiar
is fixed.
Yeah. If you are familiar with Halo 3's kind of like geo-merging in Forge, that's a glitch where you can kind of like put an object within the object so that, you know, you can, you know, so there's no seams and you can, you know, mm-hmm. walk right over it, or to, you know, fit an object in where it normally wouldn't. If you select phased for an object in Halo Reach, you just move it and it'll go through stuff. It'll go through
and
objects that
there.
You've placed. And then when you let go, just like fixed, it'll stay right where you put it.
However, these different things that you can put on these objects, like fixed and phased, those don't apply to every single object, like weapons
yeah.
and
we
vehicles.
Already did that.
Yeah, vehicles, weapons
Lose.
Are out.
Fail.
And also, the teleporters, you can set it so they teleport vehicles too.
Yeah. Vehicles only. And you can make it so you don't have to walk right into it. You can make it like larger.
That's awesome. That's really awesome. And like we've talked about before.
Oh, death barriers.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's.
Kyle is excited for death.
Yeah, there's
barriers
death barriers.
Because I've been waiting for that for 3 years.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's going to be, you know, so great. I'm going to be so happy with that. So one thing that we've been talking about are the man cannons. It'd be really nice if there was some way that you could like edit a man cannon to, you know,
exact location.
Yeah. So you can
or arc.
Yeah.
At least
the arc of the man cannon.
Arc of the because
sometimes it can be kind of unpredictable where you land.
Yes. True.
Depending on how you, you know, walk into it too.
Yeah.
So, Kevin, were you going to say anything?
I was going to say, you're not limited to 100 saves. No, you can
yes.
have 1,000 of each.
Hallelujah!
1,000 you can have 1,000 maps,
1,000
game types,
pictures,
films, pictures, everything.
Game types.
I'm
which
so,
so,
so happy.
This
yes.
is going to be...
It was Twitter
Twitter trying to delete something that you don't want to delete.
Yeah.
For 100.
Lane, that was a pain.
I don't think I've ever got your opinion on this since the beta.
Okay.
Do you like the sword block? I do.
I don't.
It's bad if you're wielding the sword. It's good if you're not.
No, because if you were not the guy with the sword in Halo 3, this guy just goes on a rampage in like small maps, like sword base even, and you can't do anything about it when he gets close enough to you that his reticle turns red. Then you're dead. And with Reach, you get a fighting chance at that now. And I'm
really
what
I think
bad.
Is bad with Reach is, though, if you have sprint and you pick up a sword, you can just sprint towards someone and they can do nothing. Same with a gravity hammer.
Or, like, they could spring armor lock. That yeah. would be neat. But anyway, I'm...
Then they could jetpack away.
For those of you who aren't in the know, in the Halo Reach beta, if someone came at you with a sword, if you timed it right as the guy swung the sword at you, if you pressed the melee button, you could block.
Melee.
You could block his sword hit.
I can't
once,
melee.
I believe.
It's melee.
And then you could have a chance to, you know, kill him. But I'm against that because, from my point of view, it's like, okay, I'm a guy. I'm going through the level. I'm kind of, I guess, shadowing this guy with the sword. I'm trying to get him and stuff. And I'm going through all this trouble to get the sword because it's a power weapon and I know it's really powerful. But, say, once I've finally done all that, I get the sword. And then I go to kill someone, and they just do the sword block and kill me. It's like, really? It, I don't know, it kind of diminishes the power of the sword to me.
Well, armor lock diminishes the power of the rocket launcher and every other weapon. And why don't you say that's game-breaking?
Because you don't need to have... With the sword, it's not like an armor ability where you have to make a choice. It's just anyone can do it.
You know what, also... I'm realizing that everything Bungie does that I don't like, eventually I turn and like it. Like, the, you know, third-person assassinations, I thought that was stupid, and now I love it. And Hemorrhage, they didn't need to remake Blood Gulch, but they did, and now I'm okay with it. And then holograms, I just realized, at first I thought that was a terrible idea, like,
yeah,
that's not gonna work. But now, after I've seen it in use and everything, it seems pretty exciting.
Yep. So, let's see. Yeah, is there anything else? Oh, armors. They released...
EODA!
They released a bunch. released this, I guess this picture with all the kind of like armor options that you're going to have right when you start the game from day one. Now, mind you, you have to, you know, purchase, you know, almost all of these with credits and stuff, but these are ones that are available to buy from the get-go.
Yes. What I like is that also they said that as the community reaches certain achievements, such as 1,000,000 kills or 1,000 hours, they're going to unlock new armors for people to buy.
Yeah, I really think that's cool, because then, like, people aren't ahead of the game and stuff.
Something that was just confirmed today and yesterday is that if you play Halo 1 and you have your Halo 1
yeah,
PC
I saw that.
Activation code, you can PC. Put that in and you'll get some visual flair. And I think what it is like, next to your name, there'll be a little symbol, not like an emblem or an armor.
Yeah.
Which is still really cool.
Yeah, that's going to be... I like that.
Do you have yours?
I got my box sitting right up there.
I know, but did you check? Do you still have the code?
Yeah, it's on the disc.
You wrote it on the disc?
No, it comes like printed inside.
Oh, it's just like code. Written on the disc.
Yeah. So that's going to be cool.
Yeah.
They're probably, I imagine, going to do the same thing with, you know, the Halo 2 things, you know, play on the last day. Get something special. Although,
I like how they call it visual flair instead of armor, because then you... They're not confirming that it's armor. They're just
They're saying pretty much that's not gonna be armor, I think.
I know. They said that.
It'd be cool if it was like an emblem though, maybe.
I want the marathon emblem back, because that's the one I use. I think
How could they not?
I think what they did was in the beta they just took out a few, like one of the emblems that wasn't in there was one of the emblems that they said won the emblem contest. If you remember the emblem cone,
yes.
Traffic cone. No, it was the other one. Oh, the cool one. Yeah, but that wasn't in there. So I'm guessing they just took some of them out, including that one in Marathon.
Yep.
Okay, is that it for Reach?
I feel like there's
something,
more.
Else. I'm not sure if we want to get into it too much, but while we were out filming our last movie, we were talking a lot about how to do Marlin in Reach.
Let's
not talk about that.
Yeah. Let's just say, if, you know, we decide that Marlin, that we want to move the series into Halo Reach, we've been discussing how that's going to happen and stuff.
There are numerous ways to do
and
it,
also
and
stories.
It's very hard to figure out.
Yeah, so...
It's pretty difficult to talk about now, because we don't have the game in front of us, we don't have all the maps.
Yeah, it's kind of... The bad part about this is we kind of can't plan anything for sure until the game comes out and we figure out, you know, the logistics of it, like how can an elite be in the same game as a Spartan and stuff like that.
We're gonna try our best to make it in there.
Yeah.
And like obviously the next season of Marlin isn't gonna just automatically start in Reach. Like, that'd be really weird.
Yeah, we're gonna do an episode or two in Halo 3 at the beginning of the season. Like,
yeah, we have at least one episode that we didn't get a chance to do.
There was an episode,
and it's specific to Halo 3, so it's kind of we're gonna do that first.
There was an episode that I came up with a really long time ago that I kept saying we should do, and I think everybody liked it, but we just never got a chance to do it. And so now we're making sure it's the first one we do, so we get it done, and then we can focus on getting them to Reach if we have to.
Yeah, it's gonna be kind of like. Kind of like, you know, the transition from Halo 2 to Halo 3. Kind of along the same lines as that.
We've been talking about other stuff, too. And just know that the first episode of Season 6 of Marlin the Elite was Kevin's idea. So remember that.
That doesn't happen often. Most of them are my idea.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
So
I guess
why don't you cut it there so it doesn't crash?
Haha, stupid man.
All right, we'll move on later.
Okay, so
Lane, you recently finished Red Dead Redemption. What did you think?
I'm going to talk about that later, because we're still keeping with our usual, you know, outline of things. I still think there's some more little Halo Reach tidbits that I need to mention. So, first being...
It's looking good.
Yeah, of course. And then they release the limited edition... Halo Reach Xbox 360 Slim. It's, you know, the new Xbox 360 that they released, which
I
is slimmed down.
And what's nice about it is that it comes with two controllers, and if you were to get the actual console, it would come with only one.
Yeah.
So,
and it
a
comes
copy of Reach.
A copy of Reach, and it comes with, I think, a wireless headset.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it does.
Bad
it's
news.
Another custom one, too.
Yeah, bad news, it's $400. So, it's like, I'm getting the Legendary Edition. I think I'm going to have to, you know, pass on that. I don't really need it, so. Although, I heard that they're going to sell, you know, those special controllers separately.
Yeah,
and I heard
yeah.
that there might be like some sort of avatar gear that comes with it.
Yeah, I think it does too.
So that's coming out, and they showed an unboxing video of the Halo Reach Legendary Edition, which is nice.
Actually,
so now nobody
like,
has to do that.
It was like a limited Legendary and the console. They showed all of them.
Yeah, but the main unboxing one was for the Legendary. So now people,
which was cool to see.
Yeah, so now people don't have to. Including me, don't have to post a million views of unboxing.
Yes.
And I can just open it.
Oh, one other thing.
Play.
Versus Firefight.
Oh, yes. Firefight, they released Firefight 2.0, is going to be in Reach. And it's going to have matchmaking. I'm so happy.
Yeah. And then there's Versus, which is you can play as Elites and Spartan. There are two Spartans and two Elites. The Elites have infinite lives, and their main focus is to just kill the Spartans. And the Spartans is, like, regular firefight rules.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And except there are no computer-controlled Elites. Yeah. So if you see an Elite, you know it's a human player. And
yeah.
there are two that I can think of, two really awesome new firefight game types. One is called Gruntpocalypse, which is basically, like, the free grunt round in ODST, where there's grunts only... and all skulls on, which sounds fun. And then there's Rocket Fight, which is basically firefight with unlimited rockets and jetpack too, I think.
Yeah, there's like unlimited rockets, unlimited jetpack.
And you have a pistol too, which is stupid, but whatever.
What are you talking about? The pistol's awesome in
Reach. I know,
Reach.
But in Rocket Fight, you would want only rockets.
Yeah, but
everyone's just gonna spam the pistol, which is better. In Halo Reach.
Yeah, the pistol's awesome. Like I said before, it's a weapon now.
Yeah. People use it.
Okay, so now I think that's it.
Yes, I think so too.
Right. Yep, so September 14th, I'm starting to get very excited.
Me too. It's making me want to play Halo 1 again.
Yeah.
It's a lot like Halo 1. Which
yeah,
is nice.
like the look of the Spartans and stuff, it's Halo 1, and I noticed in some of the footage, they have a new animation for when you pull out the assault rifle, how, you know, he, like...
They have a new animation for all of the weapons, actually.
Yeah, and... Yeah, so all of it, especially the assault rifle animation, when you pull it out, looks awesome.
I haven't seen that yet.
It just loads it. So, I think that's it. Okay. So now, we got some... emails and voicemails next.
Yay.
And we do have one of each.
Oh. Yay, finally.
They're from the same person, though.
Oh.
But
is
that's
Max?
That's yes.
It's
oh,
Max.
Well, it's Matt.
Matt.
Okay.
It's Matt. Max.
Yeah, so I'll read his. All right, so the email and the voicemail, they're kind of along the same lines, but
we
kind of don't have anything
why don't
else.
We do this? Why don't we do this? Before we answer them, just do both, and then we'll answer it after. Let's not do that. Let's do it the regular way.
Let's do it Kevin's way.
Let's do it Kyle's
Okay,
style.
So here's his email. He says, "Hey guys, sorry I didn't get a call or email in last time, but I did send a voicemail in this time. OMG. Just in case it didn't come in, my favorite thing at E3 is Project Natal. I want to be like that kid that controls the real person in Gamer. Watch it if you didn't. I guess that's the movie that came out.
Yeah.
Gamer.
Oh,
I didn't see that.
I didn't see that, but I wanted to.
Okay.
I want to see Dinner for Schmucks. Comes out this Friday. It's going to be hilarious.
Yeah, it's going to be hilarious.
So now here's the his voicemail that he sent in.
Hey, guys. It's me, Matt, just so you know. And the voicemail finally worked because I pressed the 1, so the 1 is mandatory, so you have to press 1 when you leave a voicemail. But anyways, what I'm really excited about is Project Natal at E3. So, yeah, thanks. See ya.
Well, thank you for that. That's awesome. So, apparently, when you call, you have to, like, press 1 to leave a voicemail. It's probably, like, one of those things where, like, to leave a call, press 1. To send a fax, press 2.
How do you send a fax with a phone?
That's what I want to know.
Anyway, thanks for the call. So, yes, I'm excited about Kinect 2.
Yeah.
I think it's exciting. I might, like, I'm probably not going to get it the day it comes out.
Yeah.
Whatever, but still. And they released the price information, $150. It's kind of disappointed, but it's also, you know, not bad.
Yeah, it's pretty reasonable,
for
it seems.
For an amazing camera device, $150, I think it goes a long way.
Yeah, I would agree.
And then, it's also good because first-party games, along with some other, are $50 for Kinect and not $60.
StarCraft
2 is $60 on PC and Mac for some reason.
$50 on...
No, $60 on Mac and PC.
Wow. Have PC games, like, gone up in price, like,
no,
with the next gen?
I think some of them have. Like, Modern Warfare 2 was $60, but then because Activision wants their moolah. Wants their new. I hate
Activision. Yeah, me too.
I kind of wish Bungie didn't go with Activision.
I wish that, too. I wish that they would be, like, kind of like Valve and just kind of, like, put it out there themselves.
Yeah. It seems like Reach is the only one that's not doing that, and it's still Microsoft, sort of.
Yeah. Could you talk... also kind of more into the microphone.
Yes, I can.
Okay. So, thank you for that message. You're like the only one sending in stuff, so keep doing it.
Yeah, here, I'm going to ask something. If you're listening to this, send an email.
This,
say hi.
This, I think, question for the week, if you want to answer it, is, how do you like our new microphones?
And...
oh, good question.
Here, there are two things to answer. How do you like our new microphones, and... do you listen to the podcast? We want to know.
It's a good idea.
Probably three people going to answer. One of them will be Matt. Max.
I think
he prefers Max. And if you're listening, Max, I'll say your name just because you want me to. Matt. Fine, I did it. Whatever. That was Kevin. You're welcome.
Okay, so time to talk about us.
Woohoo!
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we recently went to a location to film a live action video.
And
I should say it turned into multiple videos.
Okay. You will recognize this location from great Times Productions movies such as Detective Awesome and The Case of Vile 3 and what's the other one? Willy's Beach and Flushy Flushy.
Yeah.
So that's all you have to say. Yeah.
Yeah, you kind of just, you know, spilled the beans, but I guess that's okay.
Now, let's not give away anything about the plot besides that it is not standalone.
Well,
kind of.
Look, if there's a video that we've done in the past.
It's
kind of.
Companion.
Yeah.
Should we just tell them to go watch that movie?
No. They have to find it themselves.
Okay, watch all of our recent videos from about how long ago was it?
Yeah, let's just say 6 months.
No, that's too much.
No.
Okay, fine, whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, it could have been in January, guys. January. 6 months ago was February. No, I don't know. Shut up.
No, let's say December so they watch Sunset Old Folks Home.
Yeah, we need more views on that.
Yes, we do. Go watch Sunset Old Folks Home.
That blood was hard to... wrangle, I guess. Corral it out the stall door.
And I'm just going to say right now, it's not Marlon the Elite, so...
Yeah, I said live action,
go,
so...
We would not go over there to film. It's a companion to a...
video that we've done.
We have done within the past 7 months. Eight months.
So that's food for thought. And if you've been following us on Twitter, twitter.com/ThomasProInc, you've gotten little snippets of the script, and if you've been watching our videos, you may be able to figure out what's coming.
Yeah.
So, you should do that. You should do that.
It's kind of like a mystery, like a puzzle that you have to put together. But not really. You can just wait for the video to come out.
Expect it to come out, I'd say, within the next week.
One more thing. It is, I must admit, not as hilarious as I was hoping it was going to be, but
well,
it does have
don't
its
say
funny
that.
Moments.
It is so hilarious. And I have to say, while we were there and a little bit before, we are also writing a script for another movie that does not take place there, but it's going to be awesome. Right,
yes.
Lane?
Yeah, let's hope we can, you know, film it this summer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
let's get on that.
Time is running out.
We could
out
just
though.
Quit the script and go.
You just wing it? You know, that might be kind of intrigued by that, like just filming it.
Yeah, we'll do it like
off
this.
The cuff. Yeah, you don't. Maybe you should tell me later because I'm trying to fill dead air right now.
Okay, I'll tell you later.
There's your dead air.
Okay.
Enough.
So, now, also while we were on location, we got another
little project.
Project that we kind of started. This one completely, you know, off the cuff. And again, it goes along with another video that we've done. This one,
you're gonna have to be following us for the past couple of years.
I'll just say the past year or so.
About a year. Good enough.
Yeah.
And these films that we've made in this line.
Yeah.
Are we took a standalone to a series.
Yeah.
Put it that way.
Yeah. So.
And it's going to be the best series we've ever done, except for Mind the Elite.
I wouldn't say that.
Okay. But it is hilarious.
I'll say, you know, it's hilarious.
In regular TV fashion.
It does depend on your sense of humor. I mean,
if you like our videos, then you'll like these videos.
There are definitely
basically.
Some people that are not going to like this at all.
People,
but if you like our videos, you should probably like these.
Yeah.
Because you get our humor.
If you get seasick, you might not like these videos. So, okay. So, we've already talked about kind of plans for Marlin.
Yes, we have. Bit.
So, now, now I think it's time to go on to some reviews here.
Reviews!
So, first, I'm going to
take a grab. Just kidding.
All that, and I'll just review Red Dead Redemption.
Before
real
you do,
quick here.
Stop and then go.
Yeah, I guess I gotta put the spoiler alert in here too. So I'll do that.
This is spoiler it for games.
Yep.
Snipe.
Status report. Captain, we have incoming spoilers off the port bow! Quick, evasive maneuvers! Negative, Captain! There are too many of them! They're coming in fast! Oh, crap! Quick, brace for impact! Ah!
Wah! Wah!
That
was me doing an impression of myself.
Wah! Alright, so.
Guess I'm not too good at it anymore.
Yeah, Kyle.
Lane,
talk into the mic.
That's what I'm doing.
Not that close.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, so Red Dead Redemption. It's a game put out by Rockstar. It's a Western. Takes place in early
Western
1900s.
Is cool. Takes place in New Austin and Mexico.
Yes, indeedy.
Did you give
your review on this already?
No, I did not.
Before we go on, I'm just going to say Lane and Kyle played it. I did not. So I'm mostly going to stay out of this conversation, but I did watch Kyle for, like, a lot of it, probably over half of it, so.
If you could get a little closer, Kevin.
So I am going to say that the graphics were the best graphics I've ever seen.
Okay.
Good way to put it. I'm not sure if
it's
I would
so realistic. Like, I think they use mocap for just,
they
like,
did.
Walking.
They did. I saw it in the credits.
No, I mean just for, like, walking when you're controlling him is mocap.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me.
Because it looks so real. Okay, now go.
So, it's about this guy, by the way, spoilers, you know, about this guy named John Marston. The government basically kidnapped his family and told him, hey, you need to kill these guys or else...
Capture them or kill them.
Or else you're never going to see your family again. And so we find out that he was a
member of a gang.
Yeah, an outlaw.
Mm-hmm.
And
turns into a hero.
Yeah, so if he doesn't do it, he'll probably, you know, get in trouble with, you know, the law because of all the crimes he's done.
But he has made friends with the law in the form of Marshall, forget his name.
Yeah. So
seems like his name would be Marshall Kennedy.
So he goes to New Austin to kill the gang members that were in his gang. So basically there's a bunch of, you know, quests to go out and kill all these guys and, you know, going to people and asking where they are and stuff. And then not knowing you and then
typical game thing where they know where this person is, but you need to help me first.
Yeah, that kind of got annoying.
That was like every single quest was like that. And just when you think that you're going to go find your gang member, it turns out you need to do 5 more help me quests.
Yeah.
Which got a little annoying and repetitive.
Yeah,
but
and then,
they're all fun.
Yeah, and then you went into Mexico because someone that you were after ran off. Into Mexico. And so then
we tipped off that they went across the border, across the San Luis River to Mexico.
After you go back to America, it's surprisingly easy to get across the border. You just go across a bridge.
Why couldn't you do that before?
It's not fair. Okay.
There's just a bridge and you're done.
So going to Mexico, you kill some guys. And then you go back to America to kill the leader of the gang, Dutch.
Romeo.
Okay, so then you go and kill him, and then...
people of the government let you go back to your family, to your ranch. They let your family back into this ranch that you own.
Yeah, I thought that they were... like, lived in a completely, like, different, like, territory or a different state. I was expecting, like, you having to get on a train and, like, travel for, like, a couple days to go get there.
They weren't being held at the ranch. They were being held somewhere else and released into the ranch.
I know, but I just pictured that from, like, the beginning when he's coming in on the train. Mm-hmm. But it's, like, kind of, like, okay, you can go back to your family now. Oh, wait, they're just 5 minutes away.
Yeah.
Why couldn't I just go there before? But anyway, so you go there.
How convenient.
You go there, you do some stuff, you bond with your brat son.
Yes, he was pretty annoying.
Yeah.
Put it that way.
And then, for no apparent reason, there's like a million, like, they look like state troopers, but they're from, like, I guess the army at that time.
Yeah.
They all have, like, those hats. And so then they all come and, like, storm your house, and you're trying to defend. This old guy dies, uncle.
Uncle.
And then he tells...
gave away the most secret part.
And so then he tells his, like, wife and brat kid to, like, go run off. And then he goes and tries to shoot them all down, but then he gets blown. Like, the smithereens.
Yeah, he gets, like, shot 80 times.
I'm really happy how they animated that, because it, you know, looks like... you know, what you would expect.
I have to say, though, he got shot, like, 80 times everywhere in his body, and then he lived for, like, a couple more minutes, right?
You gotta have some drama in there, Kevin.
I know, but that's just, like...
and
right
creepy.
Then, would you want to live for another couple minutes after getting shot everywhere?
No.
Okay, well, let's
especially
put it this way.
Crotch.
Afterwards, you take control of the brat son,
this
and
is,
you go...
this is, like, many years later.
Wait, no. You go back to... the house, and you find John Marston sitting there. You bury him, and this is when the worst song ever written in the whole entire world comes on, and you have to sit there and listen.
Is
it
the Hallelujah one?
No, it's like, no. I don't want to be buried on the prairie or something like that.
Oh, don't bury me now. It was just the way the guy sang it.
And
I thought the other song was worse when
there
you
was
were riding home to your family. I thought that was worse.
I don't know if I heard this one.
No, that prairie
song. Far
away.
The prairie song was just this old guy singing, and there's no guitar or any harmonica or anything.
Don't bury me now. Yeah. I'm about ready to die. Okay.
He literally sounded like he might keel over any second.
So anyway, then it flashes to many years later,
and you take control of the son when he's a lot older, and he looks, he has like all the John Marston garb on and stuff. He's got a goatee action, and then and then you find out that your mom just died, and so then you go and you exact your revenge and kill the guy who came back and betrayed John Marston.
True. And that's a pretty awesome ending, because you shoot him any way you want. I personally shot him in the face.
I thought you were going to say crotch.
Nope.
Where'd you shoot him, Lane?
I just, what I always do when you have a duel is I just do it, you know, the quickest way possible. I just go up and, like, start, like, I guess around the crotch region and then just work my way up.
What I do.
So, like, it starts by you shoot him where it hurts, and then you go up and then to the head.
I just kind of
Worst way to die.
I'm not going to go past that.
Yeah, that's kind of...
You'll see.
Yeah.
Just, no.
Okay. So... All right, so Kyle, yes. Overall, what do you
overall,
think?
Well, I'm going to have to say...
You have no business here, Kevin.
Overall, graphics, 10 out of 10. Game, I did not play it. Kyle, go.
Okay, IGN gave it a 9.7. I completely disagree. It was not that great. It was very similar in gameplay to Fable 2, which I liked, but it got a little repetitive, and though I did enjoy it, it was not the most fun I've ever had. I will give it an 8 out of 10 or 4 out of 5 stars.
All right, I kind of agree, like, along your same thoughts.
Yes. Did you play Fable 2?
No. I meant, like, it's not the best game I've ever played,
I
but
was just wondering.
It was enjoyable. Yeah. It was very enjoyable.
The story was good.
Yeah,
it
the
was,
story
was, like, even when it wasn't fun to play anymore.
Like, the story and characters.
You still wanted to keep playing to see what happened, because it was so interesting.
Lane, you said you'll be playing the sequel. Kyle, will you be playing the sequel if they make one?
Well.
Possibly, I don't know.
Yeah.
If Lane buys it,
this is what I forgot to play. Forgot to play the last part where you get revenge. So I was all expecting there to be, like, a sequel where the whole time it's you're controlling, you know, the son trying to find the dude and get revenge. But I have a feeling they're probably going to make another Red Dead game at some point.
This one is really popular. Like, it's sold a lot of copies.
Yeah,
kind of like Borderlands was a surprise hit,
but
which is also really good.
Yeah. I would expect that the next Red Dead game that they do would have its own storyline.
Yeah. It's going to be called Red Dead Reclaimer. I just came up with that. What do you think?
No, it has to be... Yeah, it has to be something with an R.
Because they did three syllables before
this.
So that's why Reclaimer. Red Dead Reclaimer. That's my title.
Red Dead Rancho.
Three syllables, Lane. Redemption, Revolver, Reclaimer.
Yeah, there's a Facebook game called Red Dead Gunslingers.
I wonder if Red Dead means, like, West.
I don't think it means anything.
It just sounds cool.
Red Dead Redemption.
So I would agree. I don't know. It seems like, according to my rating, I was a little bit more liberal with my rating. I gave it an 8.5 out of 10. I would probably, say that's pretty accurate.
It was enjoyable. It was fun to play, but it was nothing fantastic. Actually, it was fantastic. It was just not up to par with other great games such as Mass Effect.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely no, to me it's no like 9.7 out of 10, like IGN. But it was pretty good. If you like Westerns, you're probably gonna like this.
Yeah,
what
you,
can I say?
Did you try out the multiplayer at all, Lane?
No.
I did for a few hours. It was okay, but I don't like it.
This is where you just wander around, do stuff.
Kill people.
All right, so what's next?
Inception.
All righty. Did we want to
review it? No.
Do we want to, like, wake up Sheepdog for this or just do it by ourselves?
Why not?
Ugh. Yeah. Which means we got to play the sound.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
it's time once again for another segment of Sheepdog Movie Reviews.
Whoa! Hi, I'm Sheepdog.
All right, hey.
So what's this here movie Inception about?
Oh, God. Lane, you want to take this? It's very confusing.
Okay, so.
Lane always explains the movies really well.
By the way, spoiler alert, spoiler alert. I'm not going to play the sound again.
Spoiler
alert. Okay, so.
Spoiler alert.
Okay,
spoiler
so. Alert. Inception. It's a movie by
About Inception.
It's a movie by Christopher Nolan, director of the new Batman movies, which are awesome. He's pretty much an awesome guy. And
he's
so,
apparently some big wig.
And so, it's about...
Inception.
Alright, so Leonardo DiCaprio and this other guy who is awesome in a vest. He has a vest on, like, pretty much all the time.
Wait,
he's
was
really
it that
cool.
British guy? Oh, no. No, Arthur.
Yeah. He's awesome.
I remember
okay.
that. Wait, who was Arthur?
He was the guy that was running around.
He had the slick hair. He was the one
in the second
layer of the dream where he's flying around in no gravity.
He was awesome?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was awesome. His name was Arthur. Come on. You can't.
And he has
that.
A vest.
I like the British guy.
And his hair
guy
was
better.
All slicked back. Like, he's so cool.
The British guy was my favorite.
He was.
He hosted Saturday Night Live, I think. He was some, like, really crazy looking guy in this movie called 500 Days of Summer.
Yeah.
I think
right.
that was him. I didn't see that. But it looked so bad.
So anyway, it's about
it's about Inception.
So Leonardo DiCaprio and the guy with the slick hair,
Arthur,
who's awesome. They are doing this business. I don't know if it's for the government or just some private company. But what they do is there's this invention where if you put people to sleep, you can go inside their dreams and like. Make them reveal information or do certain things. Like, the main plot of this movie is this dude hires them to get into the mind of this company executive, basically, the CEO of this one big company, and he wants him to basically give it up or, you know, sell it off. So
I'm going to call that character Eyes because of his eyes.
What you mean the like
the guy that they went into his head?
Oh yeah. He was you know Scarecrow.
Yeah. From Batman Returns.
Begins. Kevin.
Begins. Whatever.
I think
was
Returns I think Returns is probably
Superman?
No.
Whatever. You know what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. So
But Begins is totally opposite from Returns.
Yeah, so the catch is...
You know who returns? The Prodigal Son.
You're giving too many hints, Kevin.
That's not a hint.
Hint at all.
Okay, so the catch is...
That was totally separate.
The catch is Leonardo DiCaprio, his character, I forget his name.
Seems like it'd be Jack.
Yeah, he's... In
Wasn't Jack Titanic?
Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, he, you know, was, you know, in America, but he got blamed for killing his wife, basically.
Even though he didn't.
Yeah.
But he
she
did.
Okay, so here's okay.
The movie is so complicated.
Okay, it's kind of hard to put it all in order.
Here,
for
let me put it this way. They don't think Inception is possible, but he knows it's possible because he did it to his wife. And she ended up dying because of Inception.
Okay, so what happens is you can, like, have, you know, in when people, you know, go into someone's dream, they can trigger another dream within the dream. And then their goal for this one is to have, like, a dream within a dream within a dream. And the catch is, if you do too many of those, you'll get lost into some eternal space.
Called limbo.
Yeah.
And their plan was to go into a dream within a dream within a dream, but they actually went within a dream within a dream within a dream within a dream, right?
I think
yes,
so.
Yes, they did.
And I was counting. That really happened.
So what happened?
Yeah, they did.
So what happened is Leonardo and his wife... way before the movie got lost in this place and they lived out their lives and stuff
for 50 years.
Yeah. And then they found a way out, but their wife kind of went crazy
and she thought that the real life was still a dream, or they weren't sure.
Which was the inception that Leonardo DiCaprio planted.
And basically, when you're in a dream, the only way to wake up is to die.
Or so if somebody, like, wakes you up, right?
So she was trying to kill herself.
Yeah.
In the real world.
Yeah.
And she thought
to wake up into...
And she thought it was a dream. But it was the real world. And she jumped off of a window and died.
Yeah. And they made these little... I forget what they call them. These little things. So basically...
Starts with a T.
Yeah,
right?
So you know... Triggers. Only you know... like, say, I pick up this Van Buren coin right here.
Van Buren.
That's going to bother me. What was it called?
So...
Tegan?
So you...
Terrell.
Only you know, like, how much this approximately weighs and stuff. And, like, say I, like, roll this...
Tether? Down. Was it tether?
I don't know. So, like, say, like, I spin... I don't know. Okay, so, like... okay, say I spin this coin or something. Or, like, I spin this coin.
Somebody
so,
had a loaded die. Somebody had a top.
Yeah,
I think
so,
the girl had a chess piece.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, if, like, say the coin is spinning on a table... And this is Leonardo has a top that he uses. So what happens is to keep from going insane and to know when you're in the real world, you take out, you know, like this top and you spin it. If it keeps spinning, then you know that it's a dream. But if it stops spinning, then it's the real world.
Yes, Arthur had a loaded die, right?
I don't know.
Yes, he did, okay?
Oh, okay.
And no one else is allowed to touch it, otherwise they know the weight, and then for some reason, that's bad.
You just can't touch it.
Yeah.
It's going to bother me. What the heck was that thing called? Look it up.
They probably have they probably have Inceptionpedia.
They do.
They do?
They do. It's not called Inceptionpedia, but they do have. They're called, like, Inception.
God, what? So, anyway. So.
Like a polluted die, and it'll...
The bad part is that he can't let go of his wife because he thinks that he's responsible for her death because he's the one who said in the dream that... I forget what he said, okay? He just said something that made her think that...
No, he used Inception by spinning the top in her vault.
Ah.
Yeah. Yeah, Lane. Need to go see it again, do you?
I'll just rent it when it comes out. Okay, so...
And then you can tell me what the heck that friggin' thing is called.
While they're on this super hard job, his wife keeps popping up in the dream because...
He puts her everywhere.
Yeah, because he's having trouble.
Obsessed with her.
Yeah. And he can't let go. And so she, like, sabotages everything that they do. And I forget why, but for some reason, with this special super hard job... They can't die to wake up. They have to, if they, you know, do kill themselves, then
they
they'll
go into
the
limbo world.
Yeah. So, he finally confronts his wife, and his wife, like, offers, hey, we can just live in the dream world, and it'll be, like, real life and stuff. And you can see your kids in the dream world. And he's like, no, I want to see my kids in real life. Shut up. And then he thinks that he's going to, I guess, sacrifice himself to let all the others get out. But then he ends up waking up and everything's okay. They successfully convince the guy to sell off his company. And so then he's able to go home because of the deal he made with the guy that hired him. And so then he goes home to see his kids, and he's all happy and stuff. And then he spins the top, but then walks away before he sees what it does. And then the top spins, and then before you can see anything, like, to see if it keeps spinning or if it stops, movie ends.
So they've left it up to you to decide what you want to happen, or if they make a sequel and you find out.
They're not going to make a sequel.
Then they left it up to you. And if they left it up to me, then it would have fallen over.
Yeah.
That would have been a good ending.
Kept going.
It's an Oscar ending.
So, yeah, the thing is, you don't know if he made it out or not, or if the whole thing
if that was just a dream. Or he's stuck in the dream world. So you still don't know.
Wouldn't that be cool if that guy, Christopher Nolan, is that his name?
Yeah.
He came up with that idea in a dream. I doubt it. That's more of a conscious thing.
But did he really make the movie? Or did he just make it in a dream?
Recorded his dream.
Is this my dream right now?
Nope.
If I slap you and it hurts, you're not dreaming.
Yeah, but what if it's just a... I've had dreams where something hurts, but it doesn't.
In my dreams, I taste things. Does that happen to you? Can you taste things?
In my dream last night, there was a shark in a hallway, so I threw it into my room, which had, like, it was, like, flooded with water for some reason. And the next time I went in there, the shark grabbed onto my arm, and he wouldn't let go, and it hurt. Well, actually, it didn't
Tell me. Tell me. White shark? Great white? Or Nerf shark? Or a hammerhead?
It was like a... It was like a gray.
Or whale shark.
It was actually probably not. It was like a shark, only it was like really small, it was like this big, hanging onto my arm like here.
Oh, that's a Nerf shark.
Okay.
Yeah, those aren't. They shouldn't do that.
It didn't.
Unless
hurt.
It's a baby white. So.
But I needed help getting it off, and I was
How
really
do you
scared.
You know all this stuff, Lane? Shark Week?
No, I actually did not watch that.
That's too bad.
So how I do you know all this shark healer information?
It's by going to the aquarium, Kyle.
The Monterey Bay. Van Buren is floating. It's a dream.
I've balanced the Van Buren coin. Oh, it fell over.
Oh, okay. So we're in real life then.
Yeah, so...
Or, am I recording this right now?
Yes! It's kind of like that thing. If the PC crashes, you know it's real life.
Ooh.
You might want to, you know, pause that before the three tracks crash your Mac.
Hey, it's an intense program, okay?
Macs can't run intense programs? Well, PCs can run however many things you want at a time. And in HD. Let's see your Mac do that.
Okay, so there was something... I swear there was something else. Oh, rating.
What do you give it? Yeah.
Right.
I have decided that because it's super confusing... But it's an okay movie. It's all right. 3.5 out of 5 for Kyle, stars-wise. 3.5 out of 5. That is fair enough. It's like a 7.
Yeah, I still don't know what I want to give it. Like,
it takes, you know, you need to sleep on it before you really can think about the movie.
If I were to see it again and totally understand it a little bit more, I'll probably give it like a 4. But I can't say that right now.
There's some modern warfare going on in the...
I'm
going
to say 3.8 to 3.9 out of 5 stars.
Yeah, that part in the snow was really neat. The avalanche stuff. I was reading this article, and this crew guy was saying, like Christopher Nolan said, like, okay, let's just film. Let's do this one more part. We're going to trigger this giant avalanche, and then we can go to lunch. So, so that was pretty good. But I would say 4 out of 5.
Lane! Okay.
Okay, so.
Do you like my hat? I wish everyone could see. Lane, take a picture and put it up on your website. Quick, go.
Okay.
Make sure I'm in it so I can be like, yay!
Did Sheep Dog like fall asleep again or something? Did you give him those sleeping pills?
Because of all this talk about subconscious and inception and sleeping, he decided to go to sleep and see if he could, you know, make
Did
it
he just tell you that?
Successfully
right
transformed into Kyle's mullet.
So. True. And Lane is going to take a picture for you all to see.
Yeah.
Is this going to go up on Facebook or something?
I don't know where it's going up. It's going up somewhere. So,
up your butt and around that corner.
Christopher Nolan also directed this movie in 2007, I think it was. It was called, The Prestige.
That was a pretty good movie.
Yeah,
I saw that movie.
So if
that
you,
was a magic movie, right?
Yeah.
It was.
There was like two magic movies.
Did you see
that
it?
Kind of like
Hugh
that.
Jackson?
Jackman.
Did you see it, Lane?
Yeah, well, not in the theater. I rented it.
Yeah, it was good, really.
Yeah.
Wait, who else was in that? There was some other person.
Yeah, Batman was in it.
Oh. Wait, and then there was that other one, right? With the guy from Pirates of the Caribbean?
I don't know what you're talking about. I think I might know.
And then it had, like...
What are you talking about?
It was like that guy was like in love with that girl, and then you thought he died, but then he didn't.
Yeah, like Woody Allen was in it, and then I think it was like Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, I remember what that was like. I remember the movie, but
with the cards.
I think I saw that at around the same time, so I'm getting them mixed up.
Yeah, but anyway, you saw The Prestige and you liked it, you should go see Inception because it's kind of along
Prestige
the same lines.
Is easier to understand.
Yeah, I still remember, and I like Prestige better. I saw it years ago, and I liked it better. Then I like Inception.
Wait, which one was the one with the tarot murderer?
That was the Woody Allen one.
What? The
tarot card.
Tarot. Is it tarot?
It's tarot.
Tarot. Whatever. Whatever.
Yeah, I mean, but The Prestige had, I would imagine, you know, a significantly lower budget. And for that, you know, it's probably, you know, you get more bang for your buck. But probably not as popular. But if you like that movie, go see this movie.
All right. You need to shave this thing down. It's hurting my legs.
Oh, the chair, the stool?
Does it rip your legs up when you play?
No, because when you take
feet out,
when you take piano lesson, you learn you don't sit all the way back on the piano bench. You sit at the halfway mark.
Well, when I take piano lessons, I'm going to sit however I want because I'm Kyle.
You
want
to hear a funny story about how you sit when you're in a musical lesson? When I was taking... Wait, do you?
Sure.
Do we have
a
choice?
No. So when I was taking jam lessons this one time, I was sitting and there was this really hard thing where you have to like, it was with the feet, you're using both your hi-hat foot and your pedal foot. You guys know what that means. I don't care if nobody else does. But anyway, you were using it and like, in order to do that for me, I was like swaying back and forth and apparently it looked really bad and my jam teacher was like, try not to sway back and forth.
You know, my
story.
Teacher
was
told me to sit up, and so now I sit up and I sit down when I break it up.
Sit up, stand up, sit down, and stand down. Stand down is like a military term where they're like, stand down, I think.
Seems like something they'd shout in Leverage.
Stand down, watch Leverage.
Everybody watch Leverage.
Leverage
on
is
TNT.
A great show.
Sundays, it's the greatest show. That ever is, was, and ever shall be.
Okay, so I think we're starting to...
wind down.
Yeah. So... okay, so...
I'm gonna yawn!
Now, I can't remember. If my memory serves me correctly, all the good movies of the summer have come out already. Is that correct?
Dinner for Schmucks this Friday.
What's that?
The Other Guys.
Oh.
But other than that...
Yeah,
yeah.
Inception was like the last big one.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Yep.
Kind of been a lower year.
Movie.
Well, I kind of feel betrayed by Cats and Dogs.
Why?
The first one was good, but I mean, the second one, it looks like it has way too much CG. They're just
taking advantage.
Now that they've got CG, they're just gonna abuse it.
Hey, Lane, would you
if they have CG dancing animals in it? I give it an automatic 0 out of 5. Okay? I'm sick of CG dogs dancing. It looks so bad. Okay? Something I gotta get out there. Okay? Something I gotta get out there.
You know what? Would you rather see Cats and Dogs or Twilight?
I would rather
Cats
see
and Dogs.
Twilight.
Cats
too.
And Dogs.
It actually looks like it might be a little bit amusing. Cats and Dogs. But I have no intention of seeing it.
So, when's the, not that you would know, but when's the next stupid Twilight movie coming out?
I do not know, and I'm proud of that.
Yeah.
The last one came out in June, I think.
Well, yeah.
And then, I don't know.
I heard that it didn't get as much money as
me
they
too.
Thought.
I was so excited.
Yeah.
I was like, yes, and nobody saw it. Yeah, it had the number 2 opening of all time, rather than number 1. Of all time, really?
I think just opening night or opening day. Yeah. It shouldn't have any of those. It doesn't deserve anything.
Okay. It deserves a shotgun to the face.
So are we going
to
be done here?
I think so.
Bye. I'm good.
But by the way, I just want to put this out there. I know you guys might want it too, but I started watching Lost.
I've seen the first episode.
Yeah, I'm up to episode like
I think it's like 22 now.
Are you on season 2 now?
No. I have 3 more episodes for season 1.
Jeez.
But it's really good. It's I wish I'd kind of gotten with the times and watched it. But now I could just, you know, watch it rapid pace.
So I can't find Leverage on the 360 Netflix.
They don't allow streaming of that anymore. It's ridiculous.
That teased me. Oh.
Okay,
that
teased
me. Oh, guys. All
right, we're just rambling on now. So, all right. You can send in voicemails.
Please
at
do.
Oh crap! No, wait. Okay. 208-474-2690. 208-474-2690. Call in.
Sounds like it'd be a 10, but it is 90.
Call in. Just breathe into your phone, and we'll play it. Okay.
Seriously. And then tell your favorite joke that isn't racist or mean.
Yeah. Okay. So
and
then,
if you have to profanitize Lane, bleep it out first.
I'd rather you didn't, but
if you absolutely have to profanitize, I just made that word up, and I'm proud of it. Then, by all means, please don't.
Okay. And then you can email in at podcast@thomasproductionsinc.com.
So remember, the two questions are, how do you like our new mics, and do you listen to the podcast? I'm afraid of what people are going to say.
If you
I hope we don't get a bunch of no's.
Yeah, that'd be kind of bad. If you listen to this podcast, it's your
duty.
It's your duty.
If you heard this podcast.
Yeah, I agree.
Then send in yes.
Yeah.
If you happen to hear this podcast, send in yes to
podcast.
You have to email us. You can call us too.
Just email in
right now. The next thing you
just
do,
just type in yes
here,
and press send.
Pause
or this
dot. Even pause.
No, we want a yes or no answer.
Pause this right now. Everybody, stop talking so they can pause. Pause this right now and answer. We're gonna stop talking now. Pause. Now you've pressed play and we're back.
Okay, we're just rambling on now, so...
So goodbye.
Let's
okay.
end it. Okay. Bye.
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 Yay!
Thanks for listening to The TP Cast. If you liked the show or hate it with your guts, please let us know by emailing us at podcast@thomasproductionsinc.com or leaving us a voicemail at 208-474-2690. If you would like to find out more about this podcast or about Thomas Productions, please visit our website at thomasproductionsinc.com. Please note that all non-original content featured in this podcast is the sole property of their respectful owners. On the other hand, all original content featured in this podcast is the property of Thomas Productions, Inc. It should also be noted that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of Thomas Productions, Inc., although they usually do. Again, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on The TP Cast.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye. If you hear this, email or call and say, Xbox 360 controller!